Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Wait for the drop.
Hello, and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 111. It's our 111th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
111th birthday.
111.
Yeah. We're 111.
How does that feel?
I like that.
I mean, 111 fingles.
In a
pretty
way,
much,
yes.
Mostly.
Maybe.
We've got one or two here and
that's
there.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of fingles.
I can't believe that.
That sounds nuts.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
But thank you for that, Fingle.
Thanks for sending
them in. Boy.
To our wonderful email. Well, that doesn't work.
It's not popping up.
Oh, it doesn't pop up. All right. email hatchat@hat-films.com. Thanks for sending them in.
Indeed.
And thanks, like you say, Ensboy.
Ensboy.
For giving us that wonderful minimalist waiting for the drop fingle there.
Nice one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so appreciated. Kindly.
So how do we celebrate our 111?
Guys, we missed birthday. Last week and some drastic things happened.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating our 111th and a bloody...
Are you going hard in?
Oh, What am I going to mention?
I don't know. What happened?
What happened since we last did
the podcast? I got COVID again.
You got COVID again.
You did get COVID again. Yeah.
Again.
Second
fucking
time.
COVID. These two still seemingly haven't had it, although
I think we're special. Maybe we are literally the people who will survive the apocalypse.
I was the one that was going to die. We all say that Trot's the one that's going to die first, but unsurprisingly, really, it's me.
Yeah. We'll be out on the streets collecting Coke cans in plastic bags, avoiding the plague.
Getting our tear.
Not like, going into shaded areas like everyone. Will Smith in...
No, I'm thinking 28 Days Later style.
Oh,
like, we've just woken up on our hospital beds.
That's
we're like,
be
what
the
hell?
That's the worst one.
That's the best one. I mean,
what?
Best film.
Best film.
To watch.
Worst reality.
Yeah.
Like, the first 28 Days Later is terrifying.
Harrowing. When they run, it's the running.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, whoa, these fuckers have
energy. They've invented running zombies.
And the speed at which they turn...
Yeah, that
great
church
music.
Scene. Oh,
yeah.
So we'd be picking up Coke.
We'd
cans.
Be Coke cans,
well, Pepsi cans. If
Pepsi cans. Of, yeah, well, whatever's available.
He's got about 400
at that
in the
stage,
back of his car.
Yeah, at that stage, it would be anything
would
goes.
You try and make rudimentary armor from Pepsi
I think
cans?
I could, no, it's very very thin.
We could try and make you some armor
out of Pepsi.
If you
cans.
Collect your Pepsi cans for a while, and we can bash them into like a.
There's
an
a
armor
recycling
set
store
for you.
Of cans just in my building.
You're
so
raid
just
them.
Get that. Just take that.
Yeah,
and then we can just
COVID,
build ourselves.
Though.
Yeah, well,
that's how I got it. I was going when I go and drop the bins off. I go and drink all the saves at the bottom of the cans in the recycling bin.
I think it's just an unfortunate genetic lottery for you. We've got pure genes, and you've got gammy genes.
Yeah, got blue genes.
Because I don't even feel like I've had it once. So maybe
I felt like
am I due
had...
to get it?
I think it's one in three people are asymptomatic. So like, it's quite likely.
I mean, shit.
I know we're lucky. Two of us have apparently.
I've been. You know, safe, really safe, like hermiting when it was.
But you've been exposed.
However,
recently,
there I've been around people definitely that have had it
right,
very soon after, like you.
Schiphol Airport is
dead,
like
dead
feels like ground zero.
I went through Schiphol Airport. I went through Bristol Airport twice.
Yeah,
I went to Greece.
You
recently.
Go to the gym regularly.
I go to the gym regularly,
which is where I think I got it the first time.
And I kissed so many people there.
Yeah,
it's like hello.
That's how they do it in Greece, right?
Yeah.
A tongue kiss.
Yeah. That's how they
school
did it
greasing
to me,
up.
At least.
Yeah.
Greasing up. But no, the queen died.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say it.
The queen died.
Go
did
on,
that
man.
Affect your life in a big way, apart from all
the
cancellations?
No,
the
only way
things,
it's affecting me is the fact that you keep bringing it up.
It was everywhere. You
not when I was
it.
In Greece.
No, of course. He's that's the best escape.
So I got to LARP. Literally as I got to LARP, as it happened, everyone's phone started pinging off, like going like, ding, ding, Queen's dead. And like a lot of police go to LARP. A lot of my friends in my group of LARPers are police. And they're like, they of course didn't say this, but they're like, oh, fucking hell, better turn the phone off, because like they all get called up for like Operation whatever the hell it's called. Right, you know, okay. The one that's like, yes, London Bridge
has fallen.
Yeah, Operation London Bridge.
Do you think people would mistake that flight? Didn't say fuck that, me. But we need to get the civil engineers out because the bridge is falling
down.
So someone get the wrong message.
Yeah,
Operation London Bridge. You say fuck me. That's like a main.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Fathers Against Children justice again, is it? Fathers for Justice.
Fathers for Justice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the Buckingham Palace, where they just kind of wave a little flag.
As Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. They climbed up the bridge.
I think we literally finished our last podcast, and then the news report started. Like, well, it was weird because...
So you're saying she got episode 110 in, and then she popped
She got 110 in, I think, if she watched it live.
Good for
her. She would have just got it in. Yeah. But I think she died way earlier than they announced it, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Because, well, and because the news report was... I read the news on when I came back home, and then I was just like, oh... That's weird. They're like, you know, shutting off all of the scheduled programming. Mm. And this guy's just going, oh, she's been taken to hospital. She's quite ill.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, okay. And then like within an hour, buddy Hugh was there. Hugh came in. He was on the evening news, mate. He's not daytime. This is not, you know.
Yeah.
And then he got a black suit on. And that's like suddenly, and it's just like, well, you haven't even announced it yet.
So you reckon maybe from
if,
the...
If she wasn't dead and they put a black suit on, cancelled all programming, that's pretty offensive. Isn't it? It's like, oh, we're expecting her to... she's fine. Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, I'll just go change my suit then.
He just tears it off.
We were waiting. Oh, thank fuck.
And it's back to a Hawaiian shirt.
Underneath it's just like the... what's it called? The Welsh flag.
Yeah.
Just like pyjamas.
Oh. Yeah. No, it was very much... I mean, obviously, you know, if the family had to arrive and stuff, I get why they did it. It's just, man.
I think it's all part
that was
of
like
Operation
12
London
hours
Bridge.
Of television of just literally just watching a gate.
I think, yeah, there's probably like a...
There's a protocol.
There's a protocol it, yeah. Where the news agencies like BBC get informed early so they can do that. And it's like, oh my God. And then they have like a button that they press. And it's like Batman's cave where the wardrobe spins around and then there's a suit of black in there.
They step into it and then step back.
He puts
back.
His eye makeup on and the mask.
Do you think that they missed a trick where they didn't do a segment called Q with Hugh?
Q with Hugh.
Oh, they should have put him along in the queue.
Oh, the fucking Q. This is what I mean. There's so many spin-off things off of this where it's just like, yeah, the next 10 days was just constant coverage and talking about the Queen and documentaries of the Queen and news presenters rambling about the same shit. And it's just like, okay, this is getting a bit much. And then the Q, where they all, you've just got miles long queue of people just waiting
apparently
to
there's
walk
only 250,000 people who saw her in lying state.
Whoa.
No, open I saw her. Casket? No, I saw her. I
on
turned
TV.
On
open
yeah.
casket?
I turned on the TV.
Yeah. No,
I looked on my
open
phone.
Casket.
I was like...
Yeah. Although the person that bum-rushed the casket, you know, the guy that they had to pull off.
Oh, there's a bum-rusher.
They wanted to check that she was in there. That's what. That's the reason they gave for why they charged the casket.
Conspiracy theorist?
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I mean,
well,
valid.
There's more conspiracies.
Why wasn't it open? What happened to her?
I think she died, and people don't want to see an old lady dead.
I tell you
know,
what,
some people do.
You're into your alien shit. You should really get
what
the.
You're into my alien.
You're into your aliens,
right? Okay.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
You
I think everyone
really,
should.
If you want conspiracies, just be on TikTok for a little bit because holy shit, there's some queen ones out there.
What are they?
Did you hear about like the ITV news, like broadcast segment while they're like showing the coffin in the queue? Princess Diana is there in the background. And she gets picked up on the mic saying, "Death, this death is irreversible."
I've seen the clip. I've seen the clip of that.
She's
I'm ready.
Trapped.
Death is irreversible.
What the fuck are they talking
about?
No,
I think it sounded like it was someone in the
studio,
like the you know where they did the vision mixing.
Yeah.
You know, someone was probably just chatting shit to their mate or whatever, or someone in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, death is irreversible. But like,
she's
the
trapped.
People then suddenly thought it was like some sort of message about the fact that she's alive somewhere. What difference does it make? She's alive somewhere.
It sounds like Princess
like,
Diana.
Right,
okay.
That's why it's like,
God.
People are like, that's Princess Diana. And she's like, she's in the ITV news, is she? And she's got a mic nearby?
Mm. Right, that's weird.
Why?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Because then there was the controversy.
But the words are weird. Death is irreversible. She's trapped.
Yeah.
Is it because...
I feel like you're proliferating.
I think he's enjoying
the conspiracy theories.
Let's indulge a little bit.
Okay, sure. Let's see what.
Death is irreversible. She is trapped.
Yes, that sounds.
What I think that means is she's gone
dead.
Too far with Operation London Bridge. She's actually alive,
right?
And she's actually tipped them off that she's dead.
And so
and
why?
She's like, oh fuck! I can't be alive again. So I have to go into hiding.
And so what
she's
is
trapped?
What's the benefit of doing that when she's 96 years old? Like, what's she hiding from
in
that scenario?
What if she died? She died temporarily.
Yeah.
And then they started Operation London Bridge, and then she woke up like, oh, but we've already told Hugh's got his black suit on.
I think they would just be like, well, if she's fine for a bit, we'll just let it happen.
Yeah, we've gone too far now. We've already started the
I wonder what killed
procession.
Her.
Stroke, probably. My nan seemed to think it was a stroke or like probably something.
The strokes are usually quite like
older,
soft.
Yeah, like just old age shit.
What?
I mean, every 5 minutes she comes back and goes, oh, Susan died of a stroke. And like her whole group of friends, they're just dropping off like flies, and it's always normally like a stroke and something like that. But I imagine, they didn't mention it just because it's probably something, fairly normal in that when you're that age.
My grandma's like 93 now, and like she's still walking around, still compos mentis. Like, and I sometimes think that I'm like, what is going to kill you? Because like
loneliness kills you.
She's not lonely. I mean, my grandma is an impressive person, and she.
I think it's your will to live. That's it. And loneliness apparently is the biggest killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Because you just Philip died the year before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So not even a year, was it?
I'm just saying, loneliness kills people.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said heroin OD was cause of death.
She did a speedball.
I mean, we
would never know. We would never know.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not have a little speedball?
She might do.
I think it was quite remarkable how quickly it went from like, she's not well, she's dead.
Oh no, it went from she's shaking hands with the new prime minister.
Yeah.
And the prime minister's second day, she's now got to prepare a fucking eulogy.
Yeah, I know.
Like that's...
What if Liz Truss did a shake hand?
Touch of trust.
And she said... Like pulled her in, whispered in the ear, the Lannisters send their regards.
Yeah. Well, there are clips of Truss literally slagging off the royals and saying she wanted to get rid of.
She was an anti-monarchist when she was part of the Liberal Democrats. Yeah. But of course, Liberal Democrat Society.
Who knows what she believes in or cares about?
Yeah, exactly.
It's clear that.
I mean, we can plumb those depths forever and never find the bottom. I know you. Yeah.
But she killed the Queen.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can clearly state now on the Hat Chat podcast that Liz Truss killed Liz.
What if she falsely started Operation London Bridge, trapping the Queen into a death spiral where she's not actually dead, but she has to pretend to be dead now?
Maybe.
And now she has to have a face change, like face off.
She just came into power, right? And obviously there's loads of shit going on, you know, with real people, like not the rich people. And she wanted a distraction, like, oh, all the poor people love, you know, the Queen and all that bullshit. And it's like, oh yeah, okay, well, next 12 days, they're concentrating on this. Well, I can sort out shit in the back end for all my wealthy friends. Do you think that's probably likely? I think it's certainly a possibility.
I think that is a controversial method of reasoning.
The Queen is alive.
What if it's a Highlander scenario and there can only be one Liz?
Yeah, that is funny. I mean, funny for like, yeah.
That's funny.
If you don't look too closely about, you know, the actual reality of living in England. But like, yeah, it is. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like...
Let's not deal with real scenarios.
My other question was just, did you care?
No.
In a sense of like, everyone's just like, oh, she's like the nation's granny.
I'm so disenfranchised.
I don't get that. I think, but there's a huge segment, and we're part of this segment of our country that doesn't care about this stuff. Like, that's it. I mean, that is the reality. There are massive chunks of
England. You wouldn't join the queue with David Beckham?
No.
Or Susanna Reid.
I wouldn't.
No.
You would skip it.
I also don't care that Holly and Phil skipped it, and it's bizarre that anyone does care. Yeah. There are much bigger fish to fry.
Because they focused on David Beckham.
It's a smokescreen.
It was a comparison. They just put those two together, and they were just like, wow, look, which one of these two people are evil?
Yeah. But you can't get mad anymore at these people who are making these stupid things, because half the time the madness and the outrage is fabricated and nobody you know actually feels that outrage. So I know nobody who cares whether Holly and Phil, these presenters in the UK that are quite well loved, they're on like morning TV, skipped the queue to see the Queen. I don't know anyone that went, can you believe they did it? However, there is a huge amount of news that says it's outrageous. So you've got to remember that a lot of the time that outrage is synthesized. And the second part of it is like, I've grown sick of being annoyed and outraged at the people in our country making stupid decisions, because whether or not I'm outraged or not, they keep making stupid decisions. So it's kind of like, well, like I'm not trying to be apathetic, but like, at a certain point, it's like, we knew Brexit was going to be a fucking disaster. Oh, guess what? It's a fucking disaster. We knew that the people in the previous government were shit shysters who were just out in for it for themselves and their mates. And oh, look, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Like, you can only be right so many times and get angry about it at people so many times, right? I don't really know what the answer is anymore, because I don't really think it's helping that people are angry at each other.
I think we indulge in conspiracy theories until we get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, because Diana's alive.
Right.
You heard Diana the voice.
Like, I don't care about Diana either. I don't give a shit about the Royals. Dan's full stop. I mean, you guys don't either, right? You find it funny because it is like...
Ridiculous.
It is. Yeah.
It's more just that those, you know... We're paying for them essentially as well.
Well,
there is an amount of. I mean, but then there is tourism, so I can appreciate that.
Well, there's also the duchy lands. So this is something that I haven't read about for a while. So I'm probably going to get pulled up on it, and I have done in the past on live streams. People saying like, "Can't believe you're parroting this shit," but the crown or the member family of the members of the
Netflix
royal family,
show or the actual
not
crown.
The show, the family, okay. The royal family own large swathes of land in the UK, and they. They don't give that land. They provide that land at very discounted rates
to farmers
and other people within the country. Like Corgi it's called breeders. The Duchy. So you know, like Stoke and Montacute, where we came from. Yeah. There's Duchy land there. That's why I've met Prince Charles. He was up the road from me in Stoke once, and I actually
how are his fingers?
Small and dumpy and weird. but he was very nice.
Little sausages.
And King Charles. I've met the King of England. Yeah, you could argue, well, they were just given that land because they're royals. Like, if you go far enough and say, well, they shouldn't have that land at all, fair enough. That's a rational argument. If you think we should revoke all duchy land from the royals, fair enough. But they do actually make money for the country, or rather, they are a source of money beyond that of the sovereign grant, which is the money they receive from us.
Do they need to be active, though? Because you could argue you could have tourism like you do in France, where there isn't a monarchy anymore, but they still have... tourist attractions that are like, this is the history of the monarchy here.
Tourism isn't always the only reason to have a royal family. No. Like tourism in the UK does, the royal family does bring tourism money to the UK, but there are other ways that the royal family also generates money within the UK. I think that King Charles, he's very pro climate change, like not pro climate change, he's very conscious of climate change. He's a big naturalist, like naturalist.
Okay. Yeah.
He does have some good causes at heart, you know. He does want to see like life and nature thrive within the UK, which I think is a good thing. Like, I think that we could have a much worse, we could have, you know, Andrew on the ground. we could have a much worse situation. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily pro royal, but I think that it's not necessarily the worst thing going on in the UK right now. I really don't think it's worth us worrying.
I think
about.
It's bad when you have 10 days of like NHS being shut, or like on a specific day.
Yeah.
Like there's some bad decisions made as a result of the royalists,
or tax policies making the division in wealth even greater in our country every day.
Yeah.
On a macro point of view, just looking at all of those things, then like there's like you say, you know, food banks were closing.
Absurd.
Like people are struggling, and you know,
it's
cost of living crisis, energy prices are all over the place.
150 million is a drop in the bucket.
And then they've got like the wedding, and not the wedding, the funeral. I keep calling it a wedding because it was at Westminster Abbey.
What if it was a secret wedding?
It might be a secret wedding.
Yeah,
like on top of the like,
on the death was a smokescreen.
Yeah, who got married?
Andrew.
Oh my god! No.
anyway, hypothetical.
So that's the Queen. She died.
That's the Queen. She's dead
and
now.
Yeah, whatever you feel about it, it happened now. We get over it.
There are much bigger fish to fry than the royal family. And I think that's
they're
how
not
I really
fish,
feel about
they're lizards.
It.
We got at least another 15, 20 years for the next funeral. So, got some time.
Fingers time to crossed. Kill.
Who knows?
That's going to be the heart disease. Last queen for a long time.
Yeah. Quite possibly.
Because it's like Prince Charles, Prince William.
No, there's Queen Camilla, mate.
Also, likely the longest ruling monarch in hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I think that's partly why it was such a big deal. 70 years of rule.
So it is all about length. I knew it.
Was she still alive?
I knew it.
And girth.
They were an active and part girth. Of like colonizing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why I can't really get on board with the monarchy, because of our really heinous, violent acts of spreading.
Yeah, there's all sorts of racist shit and...
Well, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, I mean, again, you want to open that can of worms?
It's exposed to us on a daily basis. Like, it's a reminder, isn't it? Like, well, we've got a king and queen that's a bloodline of...
Well, the British Empire...
Would you choose to be a king?
In what context?
Yeah.
To be, the king
I'll be
of
king.
England?
No.
The royals have a shit life. Charles with. It's shit, isn't it?
The royals have a shit life.
You get ferried around. You don't have any privacy. Like, I guess you could get privacy, but you have to be a hermit.
Yeah.
Essentially, or like, you know, go to very most remote places.
You're and born just like, into a celeb status.
And then when you die, you have this kind of like quite just like, Christ, that box has traveled more of Britain than I have. It's all over. It's just like,
yeah,
oh my God.
Dead.
I know you're dead
matter.
Then, but it's just like the family have them ferry around with it. And it's just like, my God, there's just like.
It's a bit much, isn't
it's
it?
It's over the top. And then Prince
Charles have to go to every county?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, there was like, yeah,
to receive
places,
his like mourning.
Some traditional bollocks, but yeah.
Sorry about
that. But yeah, I mean, until she was 96, day before.
I know, exactly. And I think that's quite remarkable. I think that even if you think it's completely deluded and misguided what she did. Yeah,
but faring around, like a 70-year-old traveling the way she was. Like,
it's a lot.
It's a bit shit, isn't it? Mm. So it's just like, I don't know. You wouldn't want to be.
No, I don't think I'd turn it down.
Would you be Harry though?
No,
I mean, you look a bit like Harry.
Thanks.
So you could be Harry. You're now Harry.
I mean, Harry's probably having apart from the brutalization of the press that he received.
Family hate him.
Yeah,
he can't talk to him because they don't trust him.
He's wealthy, you know, healthy.
Got a hot wife.
Has a hot wife.
Fair play,
and he gets to live somewhere like the States with loads of money.
Nice. And he's still considered a royal, even though he's technically like been like, I'm not royal.
Yeah. And he got to be the gunner in an Apache gunship, which, if you look beyond the brutality, is probably a fucking cool job.
Right. I was talking about Harry Potter, by the way.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. That Harry.
I don't know what the Apache.
Yeah, the Apache. Yeah.
Oh, he was in the Apache.
Yeah,
the
Nimbus, his hot wife.
The Nimbus 3000 with hellfires.
Let's move on.
Had to mention Harry Potter.
From the monarchy, the royals, into our hypotheticals.
Yes, what is the hypothetical of today?
So our patrons have chosen. I have
We have patrons?
These.
Where would they...
They would be on patreon.com/hatfilms nice and they'd be supporting us wonderfully to allow us to continue to do things like this podcast, the Booty D&D show, and other things such as that. Yeah. So thank you very much, patrons. You're all credited at the end of the video here. And also you get to vote on the hypothetical. Nice. Which one do they pick first?
Is it
number
the one? Yeah, okay. It says, you find someone suspended but asleep, like in some sort of cryo chamber. A note says, if more than 30 years have passed, don't wake me up. A nearby machine shows this person has been in there for over 800 years. Do you wake them up?
No.
Oh,
wait, hold on, it's meant to be funny.
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, let's indulge a little bit. So what could be so bad?
I will preface it by saying if there's any medical machinery or anything, I won't touch it.
What could be so bad?
I mean, what's this? Where am I? Where am I finding this? So it says you find someone suspended. Where are they suspended? Like in literally a pod, like in Futurama?
Let's just assume it's like you've stumbled upon like a really secret,
it's like
highly sophisticated tech that's just...
Is it in a place it shouldn't be? Like in a basement where it's like, oh, fuck, maybe we should wake him up. Or is it in a hospital where it's like, oh, I'm in a hospital, this isn't my business?
You find it in my basement.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's a really can we see who it is? Facility.
It's like Stargate when they find like old Atlantean tech, like ancient tech. They're like, ooh, look at this.
They just built on top.
800 years.
That's a long time.
I'm more curious about the technology that exists, but I would open it. I'm opening it.
I guess that's probably the only thing that would make me open it. Be like, where the hell did this technology come from?
And is it going to be
get more?
Like a dinosaur?
Maybe you take them out.
Yeah, and put yourself in.
Put yourself in.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably do that.
Yeah. Be like, and I wouldn't tell anyone. I'd be like, when I get old enough, I'm going to cryo myself.
Yeah.
The fact that they managed to cryo themselves 800 years ago is impressive.
Mm.
So I would open it, assuming that whatever's in it is dead.
What if it's
What
like,
next?
Yeah, what? Okay.
Oh, they came out. They're greeting
me. 800 years old, so that would be like 1200s.
What if yeah, exactly. Well, you're presuming that they would come from that era, but if they've got this technology, you'd have to presume that they're not, they're outside of the human, like, global timescale. Because you're right, they'd be from like the freaking Dark Ages. But like...
They may not be human at all.
Yeah.
They could be an alien.
And if it is the 30-year limit is busted, right, then you would have, like, maybe it's that they've got massive cellular degeneration in their brain, so they're just like an absolute drooling idiot. So you're like, they've been over frozen. They've been, because even food that's frozen goes out of date eventually, right?
It goes too frozen.
Too like, frozen? Frozen too?
If you had peas before, which are too frozen, where they actually look more wrinkled.
Yeah.
It's like, over frozen.
Yeah.
It's like the cells
frozen.
I think, is it 3 months?
Because there's a slight expansion.
6 months? I can't
that
remember.
Occurs when you freeze.
Yeah. Well, this is why cryo is so hard to work out at the moment for human beings.
Have you seen that company that has been actively cryoing people's bodies?
Is that the one that Walt Disney's a part of?
I don't know if I have.
It's a private company.
Yeah.
And I saw it. There's a video of like vats of people. It's like, how many do you fit in there? It's like 30 of our clients. They keep saying clients instead of like bodies.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want the cheaper option, we have cryoed people's heads over here. Literally just heads.
So in that scenario...
And they're just like hoping for the tech.
When they're getting frozen, they surely should be alive at the time. Freezing.
I think it's when they die.
Well, that makes no sense then, surely. If they're dead, they're dead. You freeze a dead body, it's going to come out dead. You freeze an alive body, it's going to come out dead. But, like, if you cryogenic freeze it, surely you have to be alive for that. I don't know.
So
your brain isn't dead then until it's actually dead because you froze it.
The fundamental problem with cryogenically freezing people is that, yeah, when you freeze it's something, really cold. It expands, right? Yeah, so the liquid within the cells expands and it usually damages the cells of the body. So that's the problem. I don't know whether they fix that or they're just going like, well, hopefully in the future we'll work out how to defuck you. But like, I think I could be tempted to have the head freezing thing done. But the problem is, like, you know, like, for example, egg freezing, women freezing their eggs is becoming more and more of a thing because of societal challenges of having kids when you're younger. Mm-hmm. Like, people finding it hard to have both a career and children. So a lot of...
delay it a bit.
A lot of women are choosing to delay having children by freezing their eggs. But it's about £5,000 a year to have your egg frozen. Just to keep your one egg frozen per year. So
that's an expensive fridge freezer combi.
It's an expensive subscription. Like, you know, like that. That's so there's an ongoing cost that these people at these cryo places must be paying in order to have that. Yeah. It's bonkers, isn't it?
Well, I've got one kidney that could be sold for a decent chunk. I reckon that would pay for a year.
How much can we sell our kidney for?
I don't think they're even worth that much. I think about $8,000 maybe.
Still, a year and a bit.
In hard times, if you wanted a small loan.
Permanently adjusting your living standards. Yeah. Removing a kidney, you can survive without one.
My other kidney's gone. Damn, I need a kidney transplant. Because I gave my other one away.
Just all start like spreading them around.
Yeah. What about sperm samples? Do they charge much for those? Is freezing the same deal with those? Or is it kind of more like on bulk?
You get a cheaper price. I think it's much more common to freeze eggs because sperm doesn't degrade as much.
If you came into my house and opened my fridge and there were like a row of just these samples,
I'd be like, this isn't effective.
What would you do?
Why are you bothering?
And also your age on them is a sticker. Yeah.
You take a selfie each time.
Age 21.
You use like the Game Boy printer. Yeah. This small image.
All my samples over the years. That's the oldest one in the corner.
So we'd open up this hypothetical 800-year-old person.
I think...
just to see.
I'm curious because not only is there crazy technology here, I want to see what's going on.
But what's
the buttons? Is there just one big button and it's like on or off? And it's like, turn it off. But I'd be worried about killing whatever it is.
Also disease. This is the problem with like the melting of ice caps and things like that. We're uncovering bacteria and diseases that are held within soil, viruses as well, that have been frozen for millions of years. And we don't have any, like within the population, we don't have any immunity to. So you unfreeze somebody that's been in
Doesn't
something.
Doesn't it go the other way though as well? What? As in like if like tribes where, you know, when modern people visit them, they get mostly they just die of the common cold.
Yeah, well, with you, it would be chlamydia, but like...
It would be chlamydia fucking on the tribes people. Let's have a go. Let's all have a go.
Come on. How often do you get this opportunity?
Come on.
But they're like, oh.
Fuck the modern man.
The hell face. Have a ghosty.
Yeah.
I think that it'd be extremely risky to do, and I probably wouldn't.
Boring.
I know.
I'd want to see what it is.
Yeah.
So I'd smash the glass.
Would you be content if like that was the last thing you were ever able to do?
Because like that, I've killed myself in the process.
Yeah, you're like, wow, worth it.
Dead. Well, I mean, there's all sorts of things you might walk into traffic. But my last thing I did was walk into traffic.
The last thing you could
potentially why would you do that?
Is release an eight. Well,
maybe I saw a cryo chamber in the middle of the road and I wanted to unlock it.
God,
then the car hit me.
How's everyone missed that?
The last thing that hit me was it was the car.
Bus.
It was
the car.
No, I would open it to see what is going on inside it. Yeah,
I would definitely be inquisitive. Like, I'd probably get a long stick and try and be in the room next door and open it and have like a quick shut door situation.
I think that more realistic, I'd try and find somebody who was running this thing. Unless I was breaking and entering. It's abandoned.
It's abandoned, super high tech, big green button saying unlock.
Well, this is like partly like, you'd have to have like a whole society around maintaining that cryo thing for 800 years.
Yeah, really archaic as well. Like what kind of, it looks like maybe...
No, it's beyond anything you've ever seen before.
Yeah, I imagine it's using made of like shipping materials or like kind of like wrought iron.
Yeah, what, from all the shipping that was going on in 1200 AD?
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
They made boats, did they?
They had boats, but not like steel.
Okay, so it's made out of wood.
Yeah.
I don't think they had steel. They might have had steel.
Again, this may not be that society. You know, it may have been a hidden
they would have
super
had steel.
Advanced.
Curiosity. In the Dark Ages, I think they still had steel.
Maybe.
Can't imagine it was
either
steel.
Either way, looks archaic. It's covered in cobwebs.
It's
steampunky. And I'm turning it off.
Okay. Mm. Sure. Whatever.
I'm opening it up.
Yeah, also, they wouldn't speak, like, English. Like, not our kind of English.
Yeah, and they're trying to warn you.
Is that the worry? Like,
don't come near me, but they're just... It's nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, the
would
warning
you try and
would
kill
be...
It?
Kill it. I'm calling it an it now.
We don't know what it is.
Okay, would I try and kill it? I'd certainly be ready with a varied array of improvised weapons. Yeah, like like Lynx cannon, a lighter for fire, just in case you need that.
Lynx cannon, a lighter.
It's always a trowel tied to the end of a pole for like an improvised spear. Mm-hmm.
You open up
the
cryo chamber. It was misty. You can see one side. Just a silhouette. It looks exactly like you.
You. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Classic. And I'd be like, oh, I'm in a film. This is a trope.
I'm in a film.
Well, how does it go?
Where's Spielberg? Where the fuck is Spielberg? Got cut. This is a classic. I'd be like,
you've been cut.
Well, my life is not a reality. Yeah, I'd be like, well, I'm in a simulation. That's what I'd be like. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Would you lose your mind? You go insane?
No, I'd fucking love it. I'd love knowing something about my own reality. I think that's actually quite a nice assurity. I think that's why people look for conspiracies. I think that's why people look for truth. Is out there.
You get the answer.
Because, yeah, exactly. You have an answer. You have,
You've
and that's why
God
people
mode.
Cling to like religion and stuff, because they're, I think naturally we all cling to some
of
form of control. Well, it's part, 100%, partly a fear of death. I don't think it's always a fear of death. It's also just like a need for understanding and a need for control over one's reality in understanding it.
Easier to follow some rules that are set by a greater power.
Yeah, especially when you have to reason them out yourself, and that's pretty hard.
Just offload that on someone else. Book told me.
Yeah. I mean, you're sounding very reductive to these people.
Do you think you get inside it? Would you get inside it?
What? The cryo thing? If I was ready.
Assume you could lay down and just push a button.
Would you get inside?
Yeah, that's like a different question. It's like asking what age would you give up on this life?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's...
Because you'd have to leave...
But the risk of that versus getting to see a future...
Yeah, exactly.
So beyond anything.
I mean, astronauts who are preparing for these types of things.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to have to travel X amount of
billions
years.
Of light years. Yeah. You ready to sleep?
And what year do you start? Do you start as an infant? How do you persuade? How do you even get the concept across?
Fuck. We cryo so many babies and they're not trained.
They're not trained. Yeah, the training
just,
process
baby
is space.
Division. The door falls and they just drop. Yeah. Oh, they've been eaten by wolves. Instant wolf eating.
God damn it. They don't understand their highly sophisticated astronaut suit.
Robot mothers. That's what they need.
Robot mothers. This is like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
No spoilies, but I mean, yeah.
Massive spoilie there.
There are mothers.
I mean, I think one of the best arguments is this whole thing about like, why the fuck are we worrying about living on Mars when we've got a planet that has the best conditions for us right
Isn't
now?
Isn't it about mining? I got the impression that like
asteroid belt mining is. Yeah. I think you're more likely to get better stuff out of an asteroid belt than you are.
Belt does.
But like, I mean, I'm up for space travel and exploration 100%. But like, we should be doing absolutely everything we can to maintain the planet we evolved on before we go and try and live on a horribly inhospitable
place
like Mars
that will convert like carbon dioxide. They convert
it
or they trap it? They like collect it.
Yeah. So there's carbon trapping.
They like put it in the ground further.
Yep. Carbon capture.
Where does it put it? Just in the ground?
Yeah. So you can. Yeah, it's not considered a particularly useful technology because the investment required, it would be potentially, some research suggests, better to just invest in renewables instead.
I think if there are some breakthroughs with it, though, it could be a viable thing.
But yeah, you impregnate the ground with carbon dioxide because there's loads of stuff in the ground that can absorb carbon dioxide.
I will say the counter argument to like colonizing Mars, etc., is not necessarily that we just want to be on another planet. It's also like having the ISS.
Yeah.
Which is like, what's the point in having this thing outside
of Earth? Yeah, of course, exactly. Yeah. But like I'm up for technological progress.
The science that's gone on as a result of us being in outer orbit has influenced benefits to people here.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm not against space travel. I just think that like...
I don't think Elon Musk should have been given the reins to do that.
It should be a national thing. Like, not he's insane. Individual thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's an idiot.
I'd rather it be NASA and they take the time with it, but sure. Mm-hmm.
Who will claim the moon first?
Well, the US technically claimed the moon when they landed on it first.
They put the flag down.
Does that count?
No.
But you watching that moon landing shit?
What, the conspiracy stuff?
Moon landing shit.
No. I mean,
have you seen the footage there? It's impressive.
Of what?
Of them landing.
Yeah.
It's impressive they managed to, like,
it is. It's incredible, considering like
it was all Wi-Fi done on goes in certain rooms. I'm looking forward to them going back.
Yeah, it'd be good Artemis. To get high fidelity.
Is that what are they just sending Artemis, probes around there? What are they doing?
The first launch will be an so orbit.
Failed twice, right? Well, they couldn't launch it.
They're basically sending an ISS equivalent around the moon, which would then be a en route location to then send people down.
Cool.
I believe. And then it's the SpaceX part is the human to moon delivery spaceship.
Very cool. I mean, it would be amazing to stand on the moon. I don't know whether that will ever happen in our lifetime. But
do you think an elevator to the moon is even physically possible?
not current the orbit. Engineering, I think. But that's the idea. Not to the moon.
If it's attached, they're both attached.
So space elevators.
Surely that would cripple it every
time.
That
would fuck the ecosystem. Like oceans, waves.
Yeah. It holds it in place.
Hold it in place.
And pull it around with me.
Let's make the solar system like a locked thing.
Let's lock it in with our elevator. Yeah. We can go up to it.
Okay.
That's fine.
This is for Dr. Simon Clark to do another video on. Yeah. What happens if you just lock the moon?
Doesn't mess
with a space elevator. So it's permanently in the same place, just so we can go visit it.
Yeah.
What happens?
Like a lift to the
top. How long is that lift, though? Ugh. I mean, we wouldn't...
Could you fucking cry me?
Cry me up there, Jesus.
It's going to take days.
Because the lift up to the Empire State is it's long.
Imagine that, but
it's
like
real watch tapper.
At least three times as high.
Well, imagine the structures that are like been built underground. There's some subterranean structures that go down really far as well. That that would feel pretty scary as well. I think, like, oh my god, we are deep down.
Yeah. Oh shit! What film did I watch the other day? Oh, I think it was like The Core. I think I watched.
Oh god, that's awful. Why so do you, bad. You've been watching some trash.
I put it on. The thing is, it's whatever Netflix gives me.
Because it's not on TV because it's in the morning period.
Yeah. This is the thing. Anything but the Queen shit.
You keep scrubbing that. That's not turning back
it's
on.
Not
is it?
Turning back on.
You got run out of battery?
No, it's just But oh, I've used my face. There we go. No, The Core, where they literally dig directly into the core and. I cannot believe the PS2 graphics of any of the simulation they did through that. Like, there's a one point where, like...
What film? What year?
It's called The Core.
Is it 2007? The Nespresso guy in it, or not?
Nespresso?
Who's in
it? Ethan... The guy, the Two-Face.
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke.
Not
Ethan.
Oh, no, that guy.
The other guy, yeah.
Two-Face?
The guy who played Two-Face in Dark Knight.
In Dark Knight?
Ethan, is it? Is it Ethan?
Yeah, I've seen it. They're like, they're in like a long snake.
They're
drilling
a long
thing.
Drilling thing, which is like basically lasering the earth through. And like at one point, it looks like they've done a magic school bus and they're inside like a circulatory system. And it's just like, what was their intention with what this is?
It's bizarre.
Like, you're just inside minerals, bro. It's like, what is this?
It's so shit. It's like one of these shit films.
It's amazing they made it. It's
how
like so dumb. Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
It's like a Halle Berry film, you know? Like pretty much any film.
Which one?
What about Rihanna Battleship Star?
Oh, yeah. See, like that one, awful. Awful as well. Moonfall, that recent film that came out. You don't even have to see it to know it's going to be garbage.
Falling.
it blows my mind how many of these terrible films get
made. I like disaster films. I think they're really interesting.
I know you do.
But The Core was
like the destruction.
Yeah, I was
deep
hoping.
Impact.
I hope it was close to Deep Impact.
That's a
but
great
The Core,
film.
I think I mistook the two. I was like, shit. The thumbnail looked similar, and I was like, click on that, see what it's like.
Nothing's going to be Armageddon, and let's just.
Day After Tomorrow is pretty cool.
Okay.
Volcano was a big one.
The Rock?
With Pierce Brosnan. The Rock? Is that a disaster film?
No, I'm just talking about The Wrestler.
Oh, The Wrestler. No, yeah. No.
He was in
I
one,
just love
though,
a good a decent disaster film. Where it's not too CGI-y, like the one with The Rock in. What was that one called?
Is that the one with the tower?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But that,
there's
something about disaster films that are quite
that one where like the fissures. Was that when the Yellowstone supervolcano goes up? The one with the rock?
I think so.
The skyscraper one, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, skyscraper one.
Yeah.
What's that one? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
There is something oddly entrancing about seeing the world just...
Chaos.
The chaos.
Have you seen the Snowpiercer film?
Little we are. Snowpiercer. No, I haven't.
The film. The film's not bad. Pretty dark, but...
The series, is that on a train? Wait, yeah. No, I think of something else?
It's basically this idea that like there's this train that's constantly going around the world, and because there's been like a global ice age, basically, and this thing just takes them around, and they live on this train, and it's like a metaphor for tiers of society. Yeah. But the original film, I think, is Korean. That's really good. I didn't really vibe with the series.
Okay.
Dante's Peak.
Yep, Dante's Peak. Classic.
When the granny has to walk through the acid. Oh, that's where I've most of my viewings have been of it, yeah. Geography, why? Like, maybe that's it. Are they saying that's a realistic interpretation of what should happen?
I think they just wanted to instill an abject fear of volcanoes. Yeah,
I just don't understand why the granny got out of the boat. Remember that bit? Yeah. Where they're all paddling with their arms. Like, oh, the acid in the water, the pH levels are too high. And then she goes, fuck it, I'm going to stand out. And they're like... 2 meters away from the edge. Like, they're so close to the edge, she just stood out and goes, oh, I'll help. And then she basically just dies in the water.
Melts away.
Just outside, melts away, yeah.
She gets sulfuric.
Oh, yeah.
Or hydrochloric.
That's Dante's Peak for you.
That's natural selection.
I see. That one's just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Call the weak. Well, she
was... Yeah, it was pretty... They could have just kept rowing.
They could have.
Pathetic. Anyway, that was... Yeah, disaster films.
Let us know your favourite disaster films in email form.
If you want the emails of that.
I don't. But if you want to send in some funny news...
Yeah, oh,
that'd be good.
We do have some. In fact, one...
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea, is that a disaster film?
With the giant shark?
Yeah, I know.
And the underwater platform?
Samuel L. Jackson's on that one.
Yeah, it's not a disaster film.
But it's not a disaster film, it's a shark film. It's like a Jaws-esque film. No, this actually goes back to your talking of the frozen egg situation.
Brilliant.
So the headline pulled me in with Utah woman, 56, pregnant with her son's baby. As a surrogate.
Oh my god.
As a surrogate. Yeah.
So she's carrying her son.
Now that's not the now this is one
they're
of the
56. They're not even a good surrogate.
56 is the age for her son's child. Now obviously when you say a surrogate, it suddenly takes all the sharpness of that edge.
Not,
because it's like, well,
yeah,
I mean it's not as bad.
It's a little weird.
Still, I mean, the fact that most of the headlines don't include the surrogate part, because why would they?
Imagine being told,
I found one
like,
which did.
When you're old enough to understand,
yeah,
there's like, you know, granny.
She birthed you.
She
held you.
She physically gave birth to you.
Yeah. But this dude's wife couldn't have a baby. She'd have.
I
like
mean, fair enough. She stood up.
And then she stepped up. But 56, you'd think you'd chop around a little bit. I'm not sure what the
it's
processes
are. It's like
buying
an oven from a car boot sale.
Yeah. Sure.
Forgive the analogy.
It was just like a...
You could have thought of a better one. You wanted to say that one.
I was like, yeah, what's okay. Old and rickety and okay. Kind of gross? Yeah. I think...
it's, I mean, it's his mum. Mum's giving birth to his baby. I mean, it's a bit... I mean, it's in Utah. Does
are there complications with, like, being a surrogate mother of that age? I assume there is.
The doctor gave her the go-ahead, so apparently that's fine. But I think you would...
Two thumbs up.
I think in
40 minus, anything under 40, you'd be like, well, just in case.
Ideally. I mean, it starts getting worse.
The fact
like
that you're rolling
onwards,
you're rolling the dice on this anyway.
Yeah.
You want to roll the dice in a more
but
secure...
Oh, yeah, this is the thing. If you're carrying as a surrogate versus, like, inseminating your own eggs,
yeah,
is there... getting pregnant with your own reproductive system,
right,
with your own ovaries.
Yeah.
I don't know, that is what's happening, isn't it?
What?
They put the sperm in.
No, the egg as well.
The egg as well.
The sperm.
So this is what I'm saying. Little cocktail in there.
This is what I'm saying.
The mix
it's
is
like,
in
it's
there.
Not her egg,
yeah.
Not her sperm.
Yeah.
It's her body that's like carrying the baby in the womb.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just literally. Yeah.
Is there less complications with that?
Probably.
Versus...
I'm not a doctor, but I'd like to know. I see what you're saying,
I guess probably.
I think some of the complications would come from old eggs. I think that. In a different light, this is a very cute, nice thing that that woman has done for her child.
Of course.
But in an easier to poke fun at light, it is pretty strange. Yeah. And I feel like there could be a more sinister, like old woman desperately wanting to be feeling... Because being pregnant seems like it sucks. I'm not going to lie. It seems pretty shitty. You've got
to
be...
We don't have to worry about it.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been told that.
I know, we were born men.
We can't get pregnant.
I know.
But I think some people enjoy being pregnant. Like there's a glow about people. They kind of get treated differently as well. Like,
there's definitely,
it was
like
that
a
seat on the bus that you,
so you think it's the, you know, it's the
seat
treatment
you always
you
want on the bus.
Oh,
they get it.
Finally get that seat.
All they have to do they is have their it. Bladder crushed for 9 months.
Literally.
Severe back issues
back
and weird cravings.
Yeah.
And then squeeze a human being out of their sex organ.
Yeah. And usually tear something in the process.
Yeah. Often have to have staples on their gooch.
There's many pregnant people who listen to this podcast.
I'm sure they know what they're in for.
Tell us your harrowing stories.
Having to staple back the butthole and the vagina.
Yeah.
It's all the stuff that like they gloss over. It's, it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
But the reality is like, oh, God!
That's not what this is about. This is
it's
about
like the thing.
If your mum birthed your child, that's the situation. It's one that I feel like would be mocked at if kids at school found out about it. But after that, you're kind of like, well, yeah, it doesn't make a difference, does it?
I feel like
it's just more strain on the mother in the fact that she's 56 and she has to give birth.
Yeah,
56.
I personally wouldn't burden my mum with that. You know, as
I think she probably offered up.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I can't imagine it was a situation where it's like, mum, please, it has to be you.
In my specific context, I'd be like, that is too much for you, burden for you to bear.
Also, this is the thing. It's just like you want the best for the kid just in case. But obviously, what if it kills the mother? Let's think on a dramatic
God
side.
Damn.
Oh my God. The House of Dragons, that shit.
Yeah. And it becomes like a very dark tale.
The first episode's pretty intense.
My son killed my mother after being born. And he hatched
out like a goddamn Xenomorph.
Fucking hell.
We put the egg in the wrong place. It's bursting out of her stomach.
Good it's bursting God. Through.
It's not the
He's
going
to kill your mom. No one kills my mom. Then he has to shrink down and go inside and kills his baby. Right.
Yeah.
By fighting it.
Like that film where he's in a little submarine that gets injected into people.
Yeah.
That was quite a good film. You know that film? What's that called?
Yeah. Oh, what's it called?
Like another 90s film where he's in a little submarine.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh.
And like one where he sees through the eyes by firing these little like grapples onto the optic
nerve. I
can't
remember now.
And then it comes up on the TVs. And the person who has
just
that
like
happen
intercepting
to them,
the signal.
Yeah, it's like, ah! Oh!
Fantastic Voyage.
Fantastic Voyage.
Is that the one?
I think it's that one. Honey, I Shrunk the
Kids.
It's
not that one.
It's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The other story is quite... We've discussed this before. Fecal philanthropist donates poop to save lives.
Yep.
So there is someone who's getting paid $50 a turn to just poop on a plate and they collect it and
perfectly
pop it in someone else's
person.
Butt.
I would be tempted to try a fecal transplant.
Me too. Yeah. You want to do it? You and me?
What if you had to meet the person before it happens?
It. Would you gain my
Would you rather not know who it came from?
Would I gain your meds?
Should we just clumsily do it to each other? I'll take yours. You've got.
Do we eat
got
it? One,
we've got to make a cocktail of each other's.
What do we
Put
do?
It in a
so this is your twos, and then you've got.
You mix it with piss.
My twos.
You mix it with a bit of piss. Put it in a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Squid it up there.
Okay.
This is actually interesting.
How do I feel? Oh, a bit mentally revolted. I guess I feel sick.
Whilst talking about poop, I got really constipated last week, as chat knows, because during the stream on Monday, I suddenly had to go poopy. Because the various, what are they called, tablets, laxatives I took finally kicked in.
What do you mean various?
I took a few different ones.
Oh, nice.
Different brands.
Because they weren't working, so I took more.
You've done this before.
It's a bit like edibles. You know, you have one, it doesn't kick in, so you have another one, right. And then 2 hours later
I've thought you've learnt this lesson.
No, that wasn't a laxative, that was a
constipation.
That was a, what's the opposite of a laxative?
Constipation.
No, that's what you are.
Non-laxative.
A blocker upper.
A tablet I had in America that made me blocked up, which took me like 4 or 5 days to poo again. Well, anyway, COVID seems to affect my gastro system. My guts, right? My gutty works. And it made me not poop properly for like 5 days, to the point where I was like, oh God, I feel so full, you know, and like achy because of how backed up I was. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I looked into laxatives and I went and got a few from the chemist.
Why get a few?
Because one of them was a stool softener. And one of them is what's called a stimulant laxative.
Right. Okay.
So one of them basically, over time, over a couple of days, draws more moisture from your bowel into your poop. You asked.
I'm just trying to process it.
And it softens the poop to make things easier. The other one is called a stimulant laxative because it causes bowel movements. So it has an effect on your body which causes your bowel to try and move more poop through you, right? Anyway, so I was taking them orally. There are suppository options, right? Yep. So
why didn't you go for
pop
this?
A little bullet up your ass?
Well, exactly. I've never done that. Like, suppository medication is not unusual, especially in hospitals where, you know, because taking orally can there's challenges there where your stomach acid can destroy the compounds you're trying to ingest, all that sort of shit. So suppositories aren't unusual. I've never had to take one. But if you take an oral laxative, it takes about 6 to 8 hours normally. Take a suppository laxative of the same material, the same compound, takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And I was like, that is an express laxative, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
It sounds like you really want
to
do it.
So I listened to the Always Sunny podcast recently. Mm. And they Glenn from that specifically said that when he gets constipated, he pictures a dog doing a poop, and it helps him do a poop because he can picture it coming out of the butt. And that is part of his
psychological barrier.
I don't know, because obviously it's clearly also a physical thing in terms of you can't push it out. It's just like, but apparently he just thinks of that and that helps him.
Maybe
but,
it's just posture.
Do you guys want to maybe do like a competition where we each take a suppository laxative and see how long we can go before we poop?
You have to hold it in.
Yeah. Do you think there's any real what's the contest? What are you winning?
Holding on for as long as possible.
Right.
We'll make a little award.
Are there any other?
The comedy is the one.
Imagine
a live stream where we're all just waiting and the audience is just like.
Well, that's me, I think. Yeah. Then here I am. I'm ready to go. And then what?
Yeah.
And then is it just how many times you go back and forth? Like
it's just like you cannot poop. You've got to not poop.
It's like Hunger Games.
Oh right.
It's like the Epicac challenge. Remember that where like people would like down the Epicac.
So there may be a chance that we could shit ourselves.
That's exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Maybe then people could donate for make us do different things, like get on a treadmill
like a stool cam,
do some squats,
eat a milkshake.
Are we wearing like white shorts just in case?
Yeah. Oh god,
white morph suits.
White morph suits. Yeah. And so it's like, well, I can't hold it anymore.
It's real like Dirty Sanchez levels of like gross out stuff. But also, I don't know whether that would be like quite against TOS.
Yeah,
but, you think so?
I think so.
You're defecating.
But what is against TOS? Wasn't somebody had sex on live stream the other day?
Did they?
But I don't think it was visible. But they were. I think their head was visible.
I think it was all visible.
Now, if I said that I'm having sex right now, does that what if I was? You don't know.
Oh,
well, look, I am.
Oh,
like, do we get cancelled straight away? Like, or if I said I'm shitting myself right now on stream?
No,
if it's visible. Like, I'm not sure what the limitations are.
And there's
That time I farted on the floor and accidentally shit myself. We weren't live streaming at the time, but it was in this room.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, I haven't read the terms of service recently. I'm just wondering if we just suddenly, if one of us shits ourselves and we're still streaming, but we were maintaining composure, doesn't matter.
I think we could argue the case.
So if we are fucking at the same time as remaining a composure.
No one knows.
I think we're obscure enough to avoid most repercussions, to be honest with you. The problem is we're also too obscure that when those repercussions eventually come along, we're going to have no way to...
No
recourse. Like, well, they found us and now nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's my news stories. Philanthropist donates poop. Would you sell your poop for $50 a go? I think I would.
You know what?
I mean, I'm currently just flushing it out the toilet, so they don't want my poop, though.
I'm annoying. Waiting for poop. I don't want to give my poop
away.
You
want to pay for the poop.
Okay. I want healthy poop.
And how do you define the health from that? You just
someone that's like got good genes and like good immune system response,
good diet. Yeah, there's like all sorts of stuff about.
Is there a line if you had to look at a portrait of this person,
an Argos catalog
of this person, and like, I don't know.
Yeah,
is there a line you draw for?
There's all sorts of interesting research about fecal transplant.
It's like.
I don't want
what are you suggesting?
I only like want women's poo.
If it was just like
they're really healthy,
I only want women.
Maybe,
poo.
But they are in prison.
Yeah, or they've done some horrible crime or something. Like, I don't want his poo.
I don't think
that's
poo
really good.
Would
poo.
Influence that? Maybe it does. Maybe it drives into murder.
I'm not saying it drives it, but your personal opinion, that person.
Mm. I just want their shit.
I know I've romanticized it with the turkey baster idea, but like the actual reality of fecal transplants, I think requires surgery. I think it needs. I think it needs to be put into the bowel, which is
too invasive.
Because then basically you change the microbial culture within your gut.
You can't
then,
just anti shit.
Nah.
Mm. Like just suck it up instead of
reverse shit.
Yeah,
reverse eating.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah,
hope to find a better way.
I'm not constipated anymore, which is good.
Well, there's one match
after a few laxatives.
Huh?
What if there's one match and it turns out it's your dad's? And you've got to take a big dollop of his poop inside you.
Well, you know that when you're born, your mother transfers part of their microbial culture to you through the shit element.
That seems like it makes sense.
Yeah, and like so that's why cesarean section is not ideal because it avoids elements of the birth which transfer like microbial and bacterial benefits.
Mm.
That's actually true.
Okay.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, we've gone from, you know, a swath of...
My mum had the shit, so I came out on like a flume. Oh, you know, like the splash zone of a big water slide. Whoa! I came out, and then they take the ring out, and they're like, get out of the way, more people are coming down.
So, taking multiple laxatives, it just runs in the family. I see.
Yeah, we just... This is every morning. I take it like a vitamin.
Gotta poop.
Here we go.
Just try drinking a coffee.
It's a great way to stay in shape.
Yeah, coffee makes me
shit. I was
shit.
Trying. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was on all of it. Believe me. Yeah. I was backed up like there was a fatberg in me.
Oh.
You know? Maybe there was. Some guys turned up. They're like, all right, we're from Wessex Water.
We had a suction a big, large, horrible drain. Someone called us about. Yeah, it's my asshole. Ah.
Right.
Very
get
well.
The plunger.
All right, let's get this. We've got specialized
get the
for this.
Get fucking plunger out. Anyway, I think we've definitely
poopy, isn't it?
Done our time here.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you all for listening today. We hope you had a great time on this roller coaster of an adventure using our voices.
As Ronan Keating once said,
life is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
He did say that. He sang it.
He sang it too.
No, Darius Dinesh died.
Oh. Did they do.
Christ.
Was there a cue?
Sorry, I knew you were wrapping up, but this is pretty important.
Was there a cue for that
There wasn't a cue for him, no. Oh. You know, he once was working with a charity.
He was only like 35, wasn't he?
40-something, yeah, but pretty young.
40-something.
He was working with a charity, right, that was about providing clean water for less advantaged people. And he was on, like, one of the bridges in London showing people, like, this device that they'd created to, like, help filter water. And, like, he was, like, showing them by taking water out of the Thames and then filtering it through this device. Turns out the company had given him a prototype that didn't work yet. He ended up getting a bacterial infection that went through his brain and nearly killed him. He was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Fucking
that didn't
hell.
Kill him.
That didn't kill him, but, like, he nearly did die.
Jesus.
You've got to be pretty pissed off at that company, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was drinking dirty
this doesn't work.
He's also selling that idea to people as well.
Well, it was like a charity thing. So he was doing it for like free to help promote the clean water thing. And he's like, look how good it is.
He's got what in his brain? Like a
bacteria, like basically not meningitis, but you know how bacterial meningitis can kill you really quickly? That. Fucking so he had swelling of the brain, coma, whole nine yards.
Jesus.
God. They do say, do not drink. Or get any of that stuff in your mouth. Like, from any river water,
something
really.
Similar like that, where it's like someone was proving that the water here is clean, and then they drank it, and they were just instantly like,
"I fucked up."
Yeah,
yeah. Most city rivers are you shouldn't swim in them. Like they swim in the Bristol one sometimes.
I've stopped
and,
doing
like,
it.
You stopped, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
can't do the butterfly in it anymore.
You can't.
You just get sucked under with the mud.
The water's awful. They have to do like regular E. coli checks and everything. Like do not swim in rivers near cities.
Don't even go kayaking.
Well, by the harbour side, there's like warnings everywhere saying do not attempt to drink the water. It's filled with bacteria.
Jokes on you. I've got a Nazi straw. It's more state control.
Someone left a stack of tumblers here for a reason.
Come on, kids, fill your boots.
Anyway, thank you for listening today.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
For our 111th birthday.
Yeah.
We'll see you for next week.
112th birthday.
112th.
Every podcast's a birthday.
Yeah. I hope you had a great time. Thank you to our patrons once again for supporting us on patreon.com/hatfilms. You're great. And also to our Fingles creators.
Yeah.
If you could send some more in, that'd be great. hatchat@hat-films.com. Email, attach, ding dong. We want to hear them. We want to play them.
They're good.
And we'll see you in a week.
Indeed.
Have a great time.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.